Talk, talk to me.
Welcome back to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Today we're taking a closer look at what is a real wholesale price with Cody Hall and all the details that go into that real wholesale price. Cody is the CEO of DropshipDirect.com. Cody, we really appreciate having you on the show. We just got through talking about how you determine what a wholesale cost of an item is, and I want to go back to it a little bit more. I mean, essentially we're saying that a manufacturer will make suggestions as to what resale prices should be or retail prices should be, and even increasingly there's this a MAP price. And it's funny, you know, you brought that up today. I got a same question at eBay University in this past Friday when I was giving a speech. The retailer asked me, or e-tailer asked me, you know, do I have to stick to the MAP price? And the answer that I gave them was, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what protects the supply chain. So what else goes into determining that cost of a wholesale item?
Well, there's a number of variables, and of course it obviously starts with the origin of the item. So going back to the manufacturer costs, there's both fixed and variable costs associated with producing any item that's actually being distributed within the marketplace. But obviously, and this is one challenge within the supply chain, is the more hands that touch that product, naturally, the more vulnerable its pricing is going to be. So that's why it's so imperative that the manufacturer, the distributor, the retailer, and the end consumer, that current structure, which is a typical supply chain, be maintained. Because, again, there's a lot of opportunities for gray market distribution of merchandise out there, and which can tend to greatly inflate wholesale price levels to the point that they're more retail level. But specifically when it comes to price controls, it basically that the manufacturers have, because obviously it's the inventory that they're manufacturing, they have the ability to simply reserve the right not to have certain merchandise resold through certain retailers, which is the MAP you're referring to. And we as a distributor obviously have to honor that agreement and that contractual relationship we have with them. And really the philosophy behind it is that it's going to benefit everyone involved in the marketplace. And so we found that to be consistently true. But again, some industries tend to have fewer pricing controls than others. And so I think it just depends on the marketplace that you're looking at, whether it's automotive or home decor or sports memorabilia, sports collectibles. Anything that's collectible is naturally going to have price controls.
You know, I wanted to ask the grocery store question real quick, and just for everyone's benefit here, I'm sure everyone, Rob, you and Cody both know what this is, but you ask someone how much money they think a grocery store makes on the products they sell, and, oh, they'll, you know, they'll say 15%, 20%, oh, my grocery store, 30%, but, you know, grocery stores operate typically on, what, about a 1% margin, maybe 1 to 1.5% margin, and the wholesale business is a lot like that, isn't it? I mean, if you get a 7 or 8% margin on something, you're doing pretty well, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I think that being, once you've absorbed all your other overhead costs, absolutely.
Right. Exactly.
You end up. I mean, whether it's having, you know, sales representatives or you having, again, your warehousing costs, a lot of your fixed expenses that relate to managing that inventory, they certainly do eat up your margin, and so It's very common to realize a margin of anywhere between 5-6%, sometimes 25-30%.
Yeah, and certain, you know, key priced products you may, you know, every once in a while the key priced products that you get from a manufacturer, say they have a, you know, key account, you have a key account with a manufacturer or something like that, and they're able to give you larger discounts on some products, but small discounts you know, as a manufacturer on most of your products, right? So you're operating at a lower profit margin most of the time, but you have a few products that have a higher profit margin for your company. And that's, you know, kind of how you keep things rolling, right? The combination of those two things?
Correct.
Okay. And this is where we get into inserting a middleman. Let's talk about this when we come back after the break, but that's where you get into inserting a middleman causing a real big problem. So it is time for another short break. We do have a lot more to talk about with Cody Hall when we return. If you want to listen to any of our past shows, read written transcripts and more, visit us at carsourcingshow.com.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowley.
If you're a new, small, or home-based business owner, you're probably overwhelmed with all the things you need to do to make your business a success, including accounting and taxes. We can help. We're thetaxclub.com. We're the accounting experts you can afford, and we can help you save money and keep you on the good side of the IRS tax man. TheTaxClub.com is a one-stop, full-service accounting firm. For as little as $15 per month, you'll get expert help on forming your new corporation, keeping your books, and unlimited accounting help throughout the year. You ask a specific question, you get a specific answer. In writing, as many times as you need it. And at the end of the year, we'll do your taxes for you. Find out how we can help you. Sign up for a free, no-obligation tax consultation. When you do, let us know you heard about us on WSRadio.com, and we'll send you the top 10 tax tips for small and home-based businesses. Go to thetaxclub.com. Do it now.
Find out what the nation's best entrepreneurs are doing. Subscribe to the magazine today by logging on to entrepreneur.com.
Hey, Mark, ready to go?
Give me a minute while I finish incorporating my business.
Haven't you had your business for over 10 years?
Yeah, never incorporated, though. I didn't realize until talking to my CPA and lawyer recently what a big risk I've been taking without forming an LLC or a corporation. One lawsuit and everything I worked hard for would be at risk. My house, my car, my retirement savings. That's when I went to bizfilings.com.
Bizfilings.com?
They've helped thousands of businesses incorporate and form LLCs in all 50 states. They do it faster and better than anyone else. Since there are no legal fees, I'll save money. And my CPA says I'll get some tax benefits. There. Done.
Can you send me a link?
All you have to do is remember bizfilings.com. Visit bizfilings.com to incorporate your business. Lifetime warranty, no legal fees, no hassle. That's bizfilings.com.
If you're an eBay seller, breathe a sigh of relief. Now you can have complete financial control of every aspect of your eBay business, even if you know nothing about accounting and your records are currently in complete disarray. It's easy with KeepMore.net. Spend just 5 minutes a day to enter your expenses and income into the program, then directly import your eBay bought and sold items. That's it. KeepMore.net does the hard part, applying the newest tax laws, accumulating every deduction, saving you time and money. Now you can make smart decisions by knowing your current profit and cash flow, and your Schedule C worksheet is ready in one click, so you save hours at tax time. KeepMore.net is online, so your data is safe and intact. There's no software to install and maintain. Be one of the first to log on to our website. We're giving a limited number of the top 20 tax tips for eBay sellers for free. Find out how you can pay less to Uncle Sam and keep more for yourself by logging on to KeepMore.net.
If you want to join the more than 724,000 people who are making a full or part-time living selling products on eBay, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. To be successful on eBay, you need to know how to find the products buyers want, locate real wholesale suppliers, and how to attract buyers to your listings. Go to whatdoisell.com and get a free product sourcing package from an eBay certified service provider. You'll get an e-course titled 15 Ways to Make Money on eBay. Most people only know about two or three ways to make money on eBay, but now you'll be privy to what only a few insiders know. You'll also get objective reviews of five legitimate, reputable wholesalers in different industries, plus a subscription to the eBay Tip of the Week, where you'll get fresh new ideas on how to run your business using eBay. You can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free package. Go to whatdoisell.com now.
If you're tired of burning the midnight oil, losing time with your family, and making personal sacrifices for a company that could drop you with 2 weeks' notice, check out your options at theesource.com. For over 20 years, the Entrepreneur's Source has helped people from all walks of life achieve the American dream, owning their own business and enjoying a personally satisfying lifestyle. We can make your dream of self-sufficiency come true. The secret? A unique discovery process where you can explore more business options and discover more choices that are in sync with your goals. When you start a business, you'd better be darn sure it's one that's going to sustain you financially and emotionally. The Entrepreneur's Source will give you a real business advantage, no matter how tough the market climate. Don't waste another day. Check out our free services at theesource.com, where your success is our only business. That's T-H-E, the letter E-Source.com.